The lid is finally off the Wells Motorsports Dirt Late Model Chassis. Wayne Johnson steps away from driving a sprint car. Anthony Macri is the highest earning driver so far, and I got called out for several things. Let's go. It's Monday, April 29th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. Whether you're in need of genuine parts or expert service for your Kubota equipment, Kubota dealerships are here to provide you top-notch support and expertise. And with more than 1,000 dealerships nationwide, you're never too far away. It doesn't matter if you need a missing bolt, if you got to replace a worn-out filter, faulty spark plug, or you need some new bucket teeth, your local dealer can help get you the right parts. And their knowledgeable technicians can keep you up and running with repairs and regular maintenance. Count on your local Kubota dealership to keep your machinery running smoothly and efficiently so you can focus on the task at hand. Trust Kubota for all your parts and service needs. To find your local Kubota dealer, you can download the My Kubota app by scanning the QR code on the screen. It's right there. Or you can click the links below in the video description, or you can visit KubotaUSA.com. We'll start first today with some Sunday racing. The Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series closed out an Eastern swing with a stop at Port Royal. After winning back on Friday at Georgetown, Ricky Thornton Jr. just went ahead and made it a clean weekend sweep. He again led every lap and picked up Lucas win at number 5 on the year. Mike Marler tried to keep him honest but settled for second, and Garrett Alberson was on the podium for the second straight race. With Marler second and Hudson O'Neill down the order for the third race in a row, we've had a change in that Lucas top four. RTJ, Jonathan Davenport, Devin Moran, they remain solidly in, but Marler has bumped Huddy down to fifth with 20 points now between them. Fourth through ninth has really compressed here lately with just 125 points separating those six drivers. At this moment, Marler, O'Neill, Dalton Wilson, Jimmy Owens, Garrett Alberson, Tim McCready are all very much in the mix for that fourth and final chase spot. O'Neill was fast early at both Georgetown and Port, but that new team being led by crew chief Nick Hardy has work to do come feature time. Also, hat tip to Max Blair, who's got four straight top 10s now after struggling down south to start the year. Lucas is right back to it this weekend with stops at Ponderosa and Florence, y'all. By the way, on today's episode of What Is Justin Getting Called Out for things he said on his show, one is Lucas related. I said last week that RTJ had looked more human as of late, and I've had multiple comments about it after his weekend sweep. Like somehow I was wrong and people are trying to now dunk on me. Me saying that wasn't a prediction of his future or a hot take. It was a statement based on his recent Lucas results. And the numbers speak for themselves. Longest winless streak in over a year. Davenport closed up right to him in the standings and just two top fives in the 9 races since he'd won. Those statements are not my opinion. He certainly hadn't run poorly, but our perception of RTJ has changed dramatically over the last season, where he won at nearly half the series races. He's not getting compared to just average dirt late model drivers anymore. He's getting compared to what he's done over the last 12 months. I've also been called out for not mentioning race winners yesterday for two sprint car series. Driver Joey Amantia tweeted at me about not talking about the USAC East Coast sprint cars. As you could have guessed, the reason he was tweeting at me was because he won Saturday night at Port Royal. He did so in a slider fest with Christian Bruno. And Briggs Danner, your Friday winner at Bedford. Also, Jacob Horde commenting that I didn't mention weekend AFCS winners Skylar G and Cap Henry. Approaching 1,100 daily shows and 10 million views on the YouTube channel, there are two things I know. One, I can't talk about everything that happens. There's just too much of it. And two, I literally can't make everybody happy. C'est la vie. With his win on Sunday at Babs Motor Speedway, Anthony Macri is the first sprint car driver to top $100,000 in winnings this season. According to SprintCarRatings.com, he's now at $102,325. He's tied for the most sprint car starts at 23 with Jacob Allen and has the most wins with 7. Macri has won 4 of his last 7 starts, including the High Limit Show at Texas Motor Speedway and 3 Central PA victories. His schedule shows he'll be back on the road with the Outlaws this coming week at Eldora. Before we move on, a new issue of the Slider Hit email inbox is back on Thursday. Another fantastic piece from Pat Sullivan, this one about announcing at dirt races. If you didn't read it, you can find it at dirttracker.com/theslider. While you're there, sign up to get the emails for free, and I'll have another interview in your inboxes later this week as well. In some bummer news, it sounds like we may have seen Wayne Johnson's sprint car career come to an end. If you might remember, Wayne was injured in a crash during the High Limit Show at Texas Motor Speedway, where it was initially feared he had a broken arm. The arm wasn't broken after all, but Wayne did undergo surgery a few days ago to repair other injuries to that arm. In a post to social media, it was revealed that he has lost some function in his right hand and that he's facing a lengthy recovery process. The post also said Wayne, quote, has no plans at this time to return to the driver's seat of the 2C, but is looking forward to stepping into his new role as crew chief slash team manager, unquote. Seth Bergman drove the car in the ASCS opener at Super B Speedway, and he will continue to drive it going forward. Bergman did win that race and is the championship leader headed to RPM Speedway this weekend. Finally today, the lid is now officially off the Dirt Late Model chassis coming out of the Wells Motorsports shop. This was a story we followed early in the season as Brandon Overton was telling us Hibs 76 wasn't something different than the Longhorns they'd been running through Wells, but the community knew otherwise. Overton told Flow Racing's Kyle McFadden in January that we were all just making shit up, but then revealed to Southern All-Stars announcer Dwayne Keith in early February it was their, quote, little experiment. And earlier this month at Maquoketa during a podium interview, Ryan Gustin said his Wells chassis had nothing Longhorn about it. If you weren't aware, Gustin and team owner Todd Cooney are Wells Motorsports chassis customers. In a story posted to Dirt on Dirt from Sunday, Todd Turner gave us a nice rundown on what Wells is now calling their Infinity chassis. Gustin drove one to the win on Saturday at Smoky Mountain Speedway with the Hunt the Front Super Dirt Series, and he told Turner that Overton was a big help in their success. In the 76, Overton doesn't have a national touring win in 2024, with his last coming at Port Royal with Lucas in August of 2023, but he does have three other wins this season. He's won with the Southern All-Stars, the Spring Nationals, and Hunt the Front, and he's currently leading the Hunt the Front Championship after four events. Don't expect, though, to be able to just call up Wells and get one of these new pieces if you'd like to go race one. Overton told Turner that these cars will be only for a, quote, close circle, and that they want guys who want to be involved that will work together and not share secrets. We'll see who else shows up with an Infinity chassis here in the future in Dirt Late Model shows. You can see Todd's full piece over at dirtondirt.com. It has a bunch of quotes from both Gustin and Overton and more details about this new chassis from Wells. That's it for the show today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. If you want to find out all sorts of other dirt racing information, you can do so over at dirttracker.com. You've got the analytics section. You've got the streaming schedule. There is videos. There is all sorts of stuff happening over there. The latest news, anything you could want over at dirttracker.com. So add that to your daily stops when you're looking for information. I hope you guys have a great Monday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.